We were coming down our road. Kevin stopped at a gate and bashed it with his stick. It was Mrs. Quigley's gate. She was always looking out the window, but she never did anything. Quigley, 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 Quigley. Liam and Aidan turned down their cul-de-sac. We said nothing. They said nothing. Liam and Aidan had a dead mother. Mrs. O'Connell was her name. It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? I said. Yeah, said Kevin. Cool. Having a dead ma. Liam and Aidan's da howled at the moon. Late at night, in his back garden. Not every night, only sometimes. I'd never heard him, but Kevin said he had. My ma said he did it because he missed his wife. Me da agreed with her. He's grieving, said my mother, the poor man. Kevin's father said Mr. O'Connell howled because he was drunk. He never called him Mr. O'Connell, he called him the Tinker. Will you look who's talking, said my mother when I told her that. And then she said, don't listen to him, Patrick. He's codding you. So where would you get drunk? There's no pubs in Barrytown. There's three in Raheny, I said. That's miles away. Poor Mr. O'Connell, no more talk about it. Kevin told Liam that he saw his dad looking up at the moon and howling like a werewolf. Liam said he was a liar. Kevin dared him to say that again, but he didn't. Sinbad, my little brother, started crying. Today we were coming home from the building site. We'd got a load of 6-inch nails and a few bits of plank for making boats. And we'd been pushing bricks into a trench full of wet cement when Aidan started running away. We could hear his asthma and we all ran as well. We were being chased. I had to wait for Sinbad. I looked back and there was no one after us, but I didn't say anything. I grabbed Sinbad's hand and ran and caught up with the rest of them. We stopped when we got out of the fields onto the edge of the road. We laughed. We roared through the gap in the hedge. We got into the gap and looked to see if anyone was coming to get us. Sinbad's sleeve was caught in the thorns. The man's coming, said Kevin, and he slid through the gap. We left Sinbad stuck in the hedge and pretended we'd run away. We heard him snivelling. Patrick! Sinbad whinged. Sinbad! Said Kevin. Aidan had his knuckles in his mouth. Liam threw a stone at the hedge. I'm telling Mammy, said Sinbad. I gave up. I got Sinbad out of the hedge and made him wipe his nose on my sleeve. We were going home for our dinner. Shepherd's pie on a Tuesday. Our dinner wasn't ready. And Sinbad had left one of his shoes back on the building site. We'd been told never to play there, so he told our ma that he didn't know where it was. She smacked the back of his legs. She held onto his arm, but he still kept ahead of her, so she wasn't really getting him properly. He still cried, though, and she stopped. Sinbad was a great crier. You're costing me a blessed fortune, she told Sinbad. She was nearly crying as well. She said we'd have to go back and find the shoe after dinner, the both of us, because I was supposed to have been looking after him. We'd have to go out in the dark, through the gap, over the fields, into the muck and the trenches and the watchmen. She told us to wash our hands. I closed the bathroom door and I got Sinbad back for it. I gave him a dead leg. I had to keep an eye on Deirdre in the pram while our ma put clean socks on Sinbad. She wiped his nose and looked at his eyes for ages and pushed the tears away with her knuckle. There, there. Good boy. I was afraid she'd ask him what was wrong with him and he'd tell her. I rocked the pram the way she always did it. We lit fires. We were always lighting fires. I took off my jumper so there wouldn't be a smell of smoke off it. It was cold now, but that didn't matter as much. I looked for somewhere clean to put the jumper. The building site kept changing. The fenced-in part of it where they kept the diggers and the bricks, and the shed the builders sat in and drank tea. There was always a pile of bread crusts outside the shed door, huge batch crusts with jam stains on the edges. We were looking through the wire fence at a seagull trying to pick up one of the crusts. It was too long for the seagull's beak. He should have grabbed it in the middle. When another crust came flying out the shed door and hit the side of the seagull's head, we heard the roars of the men's laughing from inside the shed. We'd go down to the building site and it wouldn't be there anymore. Just a square patch of muck and broken bricks and tire marks. There was a new road where there'd been wet cement the last time we were there. And the new site was at the end of the road. We went over to where we'd written our names with sticks in the cement, but they'd been smoothed over. Ah, gick, said Kevin.